The Executive Chair on News Talk.
Thanks to Guaranteed Irish. Jobs, community, provenance. Guaranteed. Join us at guaranteedirish.ie. Supporting business that supports Ireland.
I'm delighted to welcome to the Executive Chair this week, Declan Ryan. He's the CEO of Project Foundry. Declan, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks for having us in, Bobby. Great to be here.
Now, I like to always begin at where the story begins, in Finglas. Your father had a family business which was around vending machines, and you were in there as a young fella, I'm sure, helping with the mechanics and loading up the machines and all that good stuff.
A great four-summer job. We down every pub in the country, fixing vending machines, Wurlitzer jukeboxes. Great entry into professional life. Each summer would go out with that. Wicklow, Cork, Galway, Donegal. Fantastic way to kind of get into working in the family business.
Yeah. And this is interesting for anybody who got their leaving cert results yesterday. You decided to enrol for electronic engineering in TU Dublin, but you left after 3 days.
Much to my mum and dad's disdain. Yeah, so I got in 3 days in, just realised not for me. So made a fairly decisive decision for an 18-year-old to say, look, not going to do it. And lucky enough, picked up a FOSS course, as it was, in business systems engineering. So that was kind of my entry into the tech world. So I'd always had an interest in tech, kind of through late teens, etc. So doing that system was fixing printers, photocopiers, computers, PCs, back around the kind of the millennium was that when that happened. And that was the entry into my
career. Yeah, so you found your own route this FOSS course. You then at night, and again, I'm always full of admiration for anybody who has a busy job and then goes back to college at night. You did computer science at night over, what, 3 or 4 years?
It's over 3 years, three nights a week in what was Blanchardstown IT at the time. And I had a much greater appreciation going back at night because you have to want to do it.
Of course.
To go after a hard day's work, to actually go in and do it. But I also really enjoyed this kind of second time around because I was able to put an awful lot of what I was learning in the evenings into relatively practical use then throughout the day as well. So being able to kind of see that progress and that learning being put into action was something that I really enjoyed, as opposed to the theory of going through an electronic engineering course.
Now, you were then fortunate to work as a print engineer in Ergo with the late, great John Purdy, who was a good friend of mine. And you learned a lot there. And we both knew John and the power that he, the great man that he was in terms of being a people person.
Yeah, I got a great education in Ergo. I was there for about 8 years. And got to work relatively closely with John, even though I was pretty young in my career. John was the managing, as well as CEO, he was managing director of the managed services division. So got to work quite closely with him. He kind of gave me my first shot moving into project management. I'd been working in tech roles, felt I could add more value from a project management perspective, supported me with more additional education in the evenings around more project management courses. And when the opportunity came up, I was running the majority of managed services projects for Ergo then for a period of time. Ergo was a great place to work during that period. I'm sure it still is. Got to work with John, Mark Murphy, Derek Keogh, serious operators, great people. And John, in fairness to him, created a really good culture there over that period of time. You got to learn a lot if you were willing to put your shoulder to the wheel.
So then you made another executive decision like the one you made back in TU Dublin in the early days. You said, after this, I'm going travelling after, what, nearly a decade.
Julie may disagree. That was my decision, but it was a joint executive decision. Yeah, myself and Julie decided to pack up and head off travelling the world for a year. We were kind of turning 29, 30. There was some visa considerations there. So took a year out, as you say. Yeah, so sold cars, houses, etc. And ended up working in Sydney for a Lloyds Bank. So travelled through Southeast Asia, settled in Australia for a period of time. That really helped cut my project management skills. It was a pretty large programme of work in Lloyds Bank that I was involved in, without the crutch of having the subject matter expertise of tech, etc. It was all around unwinding banking and loan books. It was a fascinating experience. And it gave me great experience and great exposure coming back into the Irish market then in 2014, 2015.
So you worked briefly then for Qualcomm on coming back, and then you decided you're going to set up your own business. And again, how did that Had you decided that a long time back that eventually you were going to do that?
I think I always had a bit of a grasp for doing something myself. Yeah. Earlier in your career, you don't really understand what that could be or what's actually involved. And arguably, if you did, you probably wouldn't start.
Yeah.
But I was sitting on a beach in Cambodia with Julie and kind of was like, okay, look, I think when I come back, I'm going to do something. And it was actually a combination of my experience in Lloyds, my experience in Ergo, and my experience when I came back. I felt that there was a gap in the market around, at the time, project and program execution, program delivery, and that there wasn't many, or there wasn't a specialist provider that was laser focused on that. It was seen as those skill sets, those capabilities were seen as maybe a necessary evil and not necessarily seen as a strategic enabler, which I feel they can be if they're done well, and decided to go out on my own on that basis.
So, and you co-founded the business with David Laird. This is Project Foundry. And has project management, I suppose, become a separate entity from... Maybe a bit of it was done by the architect, the engineer, maybe all sorts of people were involved. But now you've got this discipline that is, these are the people responsible for making this happen.
Yeah, we've made a lot of progress in that over the last probably 2 decades. And a lot of that's down, we're blessed with a phenomenal project and change community within Ireland, with some of the multinationals we've had here for how long. We've got great exposure, great education, great learning, and some massive projects that have been delivered across that community. And I think there's been a much greater recognition over that period of time that it can be a strategic enabler if you do carve it out, and it's not something that's the side of the desk for the architect, for the technical lead, that it can really help accelerate delivery, increase better outcomes for the clients, reduce time to value, all those types of good things, and lead to better stakeholder experiences. So
for a good project management experience, it's a project that's delivered to spec, on time, and in budget. Or is that too high level?
No, people have a tendency to overcomplicate things. When you really boil it down, that's what it's about. The only thing I would add into that is the customer experience as well. So you can do all those three things. The customer may not have, the end customer of the project may not have the best experience. So I think that for me is maybe the
I think you're dead right to point that out. So that, you know, how the project is ultimately consumed is hugely important.
And that tends to be what lingers, what people remember.
We seem to get a bad rap when we hear of projects like the Children's Hospital, the various big infrastructure problems. Is that unfair in your view?
It's really strange. There's an awful lot of statistics out there that haven't really changed over that same period of time, 20, 30 years, you know, around kind of 60, 70%. This tends to be where they hover around project success. And the fundamentals and the statistics don't massively change. An awful lot of that comes down to how things are set up from the get-go. Governance is usually something that doesn't necessarily come into play on those problem projects or hasn't been taught through effectively. So I think, you know, anybody looking at those significant projects, governance piece is always a really important place to start. And that gives you guardrails. Doesn't guarantee success, but it gives you guardrails.
Yeah. And then Project Foundry going gangbusters. Loads more to come, as I say myself.
Yeah, 10 years in business now. We've another 10-year vision mapped out in front of us. We're getting a great team together. We've got some really exciting stuff happening in the artificial intelligence space. That's going to be a game changer for us. It's going to transform our business and how we go to market and what the value we bring to our clients. We've got some fantastic partnerships with the likes of ServiceNow. And the core business will continue to grow as it has done over the past couple of 10 years.
And just give me, from a product management point of view, what does AI look like? What does it do?
So we break it down into kind of three prongs for us internally in terms of our strategy. So it's how it transforms our own core operations, and that's the same for every organization. So, you know, kind of finance, marketing, sales enablement, other operational functions. So transformative effect there, embedding AI, all based on really strong data foundations. Then in terms of what we call our existing business from a consulting and a resource augmentation perspective, Introducing AI in a controlled, governed fashion to help accelerate outcomes for our clients, and then actually bring our own AI native products to market then as well with project management.
And very finally, I know you like to import a small bit of wine in small amounts. Yeah. Is that what you do to keep yourself, does that help in the downtime?
A couple of different things. I kind of fell into that with my father-in-law in waiting, bringing in some wine for himself. It's a nice distraction, finding a nice bottle when you're on holidays that you can't get in the Irish market. Sourcing it, bringing it in for friends and family. It's a good bit of crack, yeah.
Well, it's been a pleasure to meet you. That's David Ryan. He's the CEO of Project Foundry, doing great things around project management. Thanks for joining us this morning, Declan. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Bobby, thanks, Emil. Great to be in.
The Executive Chair on News Talk.
Thanks to Guaranteed Irish. Jobs, community, provenance. Guaranteed. Join us at guaranteedirish.ie. Supporting business that supports Ireland.